My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will Davin be doing comedy in Ghana? Will Davin and his scammer Belinda have their video chat? And will there be love for Dick El Dorado? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "What are you going to do outside?" I go, "Run around naked. I figured I would scare the neighbor kids."
That'll do it.
Exactly. She goes, "LOL, why do you want to do that?" I go, "Because I like to make people uncomfortable." That has a double meaning right there.
Yes.
She goes, "And why do you like making people uncomfortable?" I go, "Because it's easy for me to make them laugh. I like a challenge. As for you, I just wish you to love me." She goes, "This wish came through a long ago." I go, "How is comedy going?" I go, "Pretty good. Had tomorrow night's show canceled because of the coming storm. Hoping Saturday's show does not get canceled. Got a potential break, so hopefully it leads to something good. Whatever happened with the festival they do in December? Are they doing it next year? Remember she told me about the big comedy festival in Christmas?"
Oh.
She goes, "What festival is that? Is it here?"
Oh, great.
I go, "Yep, you told me they were hiring comedians around Christmas time from outside the country to perform with the local comedians." She goes, "Yeah, it's called the 101 for Laughs and Music."
Oh,
they
okay.
Bring in some Nigerian comedians with our local comedians. I go, "Are they doing it this year?" She goes, "I think so, because they do it every year." I go, "So find out who runs it and get them in touch with me. Might be nice to spend Christmas in Ghana."
Oh, boy.
She goes, "Would love to." I go, "Okay, maybe I'll look into it. Would be nice to kiss you under the mistletoe." I put a little devil thing. I'll go and lean in for a kiss, and then you'll say, "Oops, my time is up, about to run out. I gotta go."
Is she a shrink or your girlfriend? Yeah.
Well, that's what she always does to me.
I know. Our time's up here.
I know. She goes, "Oops, my time is up. Gotta go."
I know.
That's what she just said to me right now.
Just now?
Yes. I go, "No, you only do that when you're mad or about to have some fun," winky face. He goes, "Nope, sometimes I really have to go. Sometimes I also run out of air time." I go, "I know, but you always have to go when I'm trying to get you going. Can we have a video date, say next Monday, 4:30 p.m. your time?" She goes, "That will depend if I'm fine by then and I'm not running errands for Granny. Anyway, I will let you know when I am ready." I go, "You got to get me noticed, though, because I'm not always able to. When you are ready, does that mean the pretty Ghanaian girl in the pictures to pose as the front for the guy running everything?"
Oh, you didn't.
I did. I wouldn't read it if I didn't. Joe's like, "Attaboy."
Yeah.
She goes, "Really? Are we doing this?" She gave me a really.
Really?
She gave me a really.
Really?
Yes, your girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm including this because I just think adds more to the legitimacy that there is a relationship building here.
Yeah.
There is definitely something going on more than your average scammer, Mark, relationship.
I can't believe she gave you a really.
She gave me a really.
It goes back to the thing where she's one of the women that are on staff. However, you are the bright point of the day. You are the one thing in the job.
Yeah, but Joe, the average Ghanaian doesn't know really.
Really?
Really.
You got thrown a really. Maybe from, you know what? She's been dealing with you 6 months. You've been throwing her reallys and reallys.
No, I don't throw her reallys. We do reallys on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe she listens.
She's listening. Oh, Trucker Tom's giving a standing ovation.
For what?
For what you said to her.
Yes! He has pulled over the cab. He has kicked the lot lizard out, and he is applauding. It is a full bearded applaud from Trucker Tom. I go, "I was kidding." She goes, "Glad to know." I go, "I have no idea what awaits. I have my hopes. I have my realities. I have my probabilities. I'm just looking forward to this. Have you checked out Skype?" She goes, "Nope, haven't. Done video chat on Skype before." I go, "I think you'll like it. Pretty straightforward. I'm sure the people at the cafe already have it on the computer. Lots of people use it." I go, "Have you heard from Mavis?" Joe looks up again.
Just love to stir the pot.
Joe's long-lost girlfriend who we've not heard from.
Yeah.
Who we're wondering, are they interconnected? We've had, because I did make a discovery a week or so ago,
sure,
on Facebook that had Belinda backpedaling.
Yes.
Where I thought I had linked them.
Oh, who's that? What are you talking about?
I go, "Have you heard from Mavis?" She goes, "Nope." I didn't say, I go, "Spoke to Richard the other day. He's not heard from her in a while."
Started his own show.
This is February. You were still fighting the good fight then. I go, "Spoke to Richard the other day."
Started his own show.
He can't do this bit.
Nope.
No, I registered with the Writers Guild.
I would not do that.
You couldn't do this.
I would not do that.
I go, "He has not heard from her in a while. He's pretty upset about it. I haven't had the heart to tell him that she's probably a scammer. He fell for her hard. I'm worried about him."
She,
what? As you brought literally up that she could be a scammer.
Yes. Because remember, I've been implying that I know, and I've been flat out calling people scammers. But not you, Belinda.
No.
You're the good type of Ghanaian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, I've been pushing her hard and all. I've been walking that dance. You maybe forget a little, but I've been walking the dance where I would interrogate the hell out of her, and then I would pull back and romance her. I was really playing both sides of it.
Yeah, and the whole thing with finding the other websites and the website where her family's on and everything, and then seeing Mavis bandied about here and there, and it's confusion with the names. So he was like, well, maybe she. She isn't really who she says she is. You said you knew her in real life, but you don't really. You only know her on the internet, right? How do you know she's not a scammer? And she's like, humina.
Yeah, humina. Well, that's just a normal question.
She goes, I think you should do what your heart tells you is right. You would think she would tell me, you know what, keep it quiet.
Huh.
You would think.
Yeah.
But she's saying, you know what? You got to tell this Richard El Dorado before he starts his own show. So I go, I have to tell him. The guy just fell really hard. I have no idea what they talked about. I know he was writing poetry for her. Do you know what they spoke about? It seemed like you had a handle on what she was feeling for him. She goes, all I know is she told me she really liked him. I go, I bet she did. I go, the dumb fool told her he was expecting a lot of money. Sigh. She goes, okay, but why did he do that? Well, we thought it would be good.
She's trying to bait you assholes in. Can't tell her that.
She goes, okay, but why do you do that? Which is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
For the same reason you're telling her that you're going to get a divorce. And,
well, no, she asked me about my wife. She asked me about my wife on the Facebook page.
Yeah. I just used, why I used it.
Yeah.
This is a hook.
We were there.
Explain it to you. Yeah. No, asshole. Yeah. Not new asshole.
Joe will handle this. He'll flog himself.
I know.
I like when he has to do it. It saves me the
stupid. But
I like your portable flogging outfit there. Okay.
So I go, I have no idea. Didn't get into it. He told me a while ago. He fell fast and hard. He was probably telling her that he hoped they would be together, and they probably talked about their future. I mean, couples do that. We've done that, both during Agnes and now Belinda. Scammers prey on people who think they found love. I know all about them now.
Wow.
First Agnes and now Belinda. Scammers prey on stuff like, yeah, really, like, all this shit's Belinda.
Like,
she changed
tell.
The name. She's now, so scammers.
But
she must think you're a moron.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm playing the informed moron.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.